Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Right, this is part two from the one that we were doing last week.
Yeah.
I had a couple of names for you, which I didn't give you last time, so I'm going to try and give you them now and see if they
take. Go on, do it, man.
You can, of course, be Honky Tonk, is it?
I'm Honky Tonk.
You can be Honky Tonk, or you can be John Toffey OBE. Oh,
I'm drawn to it. Any more details?
44, divorced. He runs a self-improvement group for other over 40 males in the middle of a clearing in his local woods, and that mainly involves them cutting holes in their T-shirts so that their nipples are exposed. And they sit around in a circle and chant, "Nurturing wind upon my tits, nurturing wind upon my tits." And well, John Toffey's OBE is a self-appointed.
Well, I liked his name and I liked the setup, but no, I don't want to.
It was
go.
The tits, wasn't it?
Why do you have to bring tits in?
Well, that's what he does.
Well, it was the same last week, Andrew. Behave yourself.
Trying to up me tit quotient.
Well, you've done it again. Don't even talk about it.
Right, fine. Well, that or you can be Lesbot 4000. Lesbian robot. It's a lot like the Lesbot 3000. God. But it's also got steel whiskers and you can top up a pay-as-you-go sim on it.
Andrew, this is all getting a bit what they used to call laddish. Tits, lesbians. Do you know what I mean?
I was going to introduce Monster Trucks in that as well.
Why couldn't we? Monster Trucks is fine. Tell me about him.
Lesbian Monster Trucks.
Couldn't it just be a monster truck enthusiast?
What's laddish about topping up a pay-as-you-go sim?
I want to be Roddy Honky Tonk. Yeah, in fact, Honky Tonky. Slight change.
Honky Tonky.
Honky Tonky. Andrew, do you suffer
yes.
from any glare or reflection on your TV? It's just a question.
A little bit. Not significant. A little bit when the sun's shining in through the window. Yeah. Which, as I live in Sunderland, doesn't happen all that often, Bob.
So, what do you, is there anything you do? Do you ever close the curtains?
Shut the blinds usually suffices.
Yeah. What have you got? What are your blinds? Sunderland AFC blinds or something?
No, they're roller just blind. Vertical blinds and you just turn the...
What, is it a Roman blind, like one piece of material, or is it like Venetian?
Venetian, yeah.
Oh, get you. How often do you clean the individual fins of the Venetian blind?
What do you mean by clean?
Oh. Do you have, Andy, just interesting questions, do you have a favourite pudding?
Like a Yorkshire pudding, or like, I mean like a dessert.
A dessert. You knew I meant dessert.
Oh, God. I haven't really. Oh, like many desserts. I like a cheesecake.
Yeah.
I like a trifle.
What is it about the cheesecake, Andy? Is it because of the texture combination?
It's the combination of the softness of the cheesecake and the crumbly biscuit base, yeah.
I bet Mrs. Beardsley has got some opinions on that. The base should be fucking crunchy and the top should be very fluffy. It's a nice pudding. I like the hot ones, Andrew.
Right, such custard.
As treacle pudding with custard, apple pie with custard.
I love a golden syrup. Pudding with custard on. You're probably not allowed to eat that anymore because of your heart.
Exactly, but in it.
You sneak one in now.
I do. When
you got to, haven't you? You got to live, Bob.
When we did, I did the fishing program with Paul Whitehouse. On one of the shows, we had like a competition, and the prize was whoever caught more could eat exactly what they wanted.
Nice one.
And can you guess what I had for me first course and what I had for me pudding?
For your first course, I would reckon you probably had a big steak pie with gravy on it.
Correct. And for my pudding?
Sticky toffee pudding and custard.
No, just a golden syrup, you know what you call it, syrup pudding with custard.
Nice.
Oh,
living
man.
Living the dream.
That was beautiful. Isn't final little question, just an interesting thing to ask you.
Are these from your wife, incidentally? Or
no,
just
they're
from
just
you?
From me. Do you
What's
have
your wife's problem like?
No, what I was trying to do is like, do you know when people are doing a film or a play, they do improvisation, yeah?
Right.
Or they're a comedy club, Paul Merton and someone might do improvisation.
Yeah.
And there's like rules to that.
Right.
And you're always someone, you'd be known as a blocker.
Yeah.
Right. So that someone would say, do you have a favourite pudding? Yeah. You go, no.
Well, that's kind of because your questions are usually pretty stupid.
No, but we're trying, there's a larger thing.
Is this an exercise, is it?
So she learned, said, do you have a favourite pudding? If you want to say no, yeah. Right, you would still say, no, I don't. Do you have a favourite pudding
if you want to go down that? I did that.
Yeah, and you did, so I didn't bring it up. But you asked me then why I'm doing these questions.
It's got to do with your wife.
Do you ever feel a tiny, tiny bit guilty when you just throw junk mail and leaflets through your door away without even looking at them?
Nah.
Nothing at all?
Unwanted intrusion.
You don't think, someone might be having a bash at I'll do your gardening, and you just don't give them a chance?
No, I would probably look. I would look if it was something like that, if it was a local tradesman having a go.
Yeah.
Or if it was a new takeaway that was offering some kind of opening deal.
So do you see, distinguish between things what are like clearly, you know, it's leaflets you might have a look at.
Yeah.
But things in envelopes or in plastic, in polythene packaging, you'll just put in your cannon and fire them over the town hall.
Pretty much. But, I mean, if it's something like we will come round and clean your Venetian blinds, I'm not asked about that.
Hence
the stance that I have on Venetian blinds.
Yeah, hence the sagging in under the sheer fucking weight of dust and chip fat smog.
If it was, there's a Papa John's opening around the corner, here's a free pizza.
I bet you don't miss that.
Still haven't got a Papa John's local to me.
Have you not?
Nine miles away the nearest one.
It's queer when I'm investigating Sunderland. I'll say like Sunderland, you know, there's so many things. Sunderland seems to be a black hole. There's no, I'm trying to think what I've looked for. There's no Waitrose.
No, there's not.
There's no.
That's to our credit, I think.
No, is there not a KFC as well or something?
No, we've just had one opened in the town centre.
But it is a bit, it's weird that, isn't it? Because it's a massive town.
Yeah.
So you
are you thinking of investing, like?
In Sunderland?
A franchise of one of these?
I'll tell you what, I'm not singing about Sunderland anymore.
That's quite right, too.
No, I thought we're funny in a personal way between you and me.
Yeah.
Because you're a Sunderland fan.
Has legal action been taken against you?
No, it's just I like Sunderland.
I like me?
I adore the North East.
Do you like me?
No, that's an entirely different question.
Oh!
Entirely different question. So I think if I might start... Do you know what I should do, Andrew?
What?
I should sing songs about London. And I shall do that next week.
Right, okay, do that then. Hey, listen, do you reckon the Beat has still got that mirror in the bathroom they used to sing about, Bob? I mean, it was 1980, wasn't it? So they've probably had at least one whole new bathroom suite fitted since then.
Andrew,
unless it's got like a strong sentimental value for them, I can't say why they would have hung on to that mirror for 38 years.
There's no suggestion in the Beat law, as it were, that they only had the one mirror or that they lived in a house.
Well, the song didn't mention more than one mirror, just sang mirror. It's called Mirror in the Bathroom.
I think they probably moved on, had kids, blah, 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 and forgotten that mirror in the bathroom, Andrew.
Right. Okay.
It's my guess.
Thank you.
Is that it?
That's it for now.
Yeah, I bet it's just for now
It is just for now, yes.
Gangs of the EPL, it's one I've been wanting to do, Andrew, for a few weeks.
Is it the one that you've been telling me that was too long and not very funny?
Oh, well,
we've done some work on it.
Now, I'm going back a bit, Andrew, because I went to the... Do you remember the City United game? And United came back and won the game. Paul Pogba actually played decent for once.
Yeah.
So I wanted to check on the gang's usual routine. Went into the players' lounge with me VIP passes.
Right.
Straight into the bogs with a pint and a pie to eat on the pot, right? I might have chicken or beef next time, Andrew, and make it a pot roast. Do you get it?
Yeah.
So I'm on the pot and I'll call it a pot roast.
On the pot, yeah.
So I'm sat there and I hear this moaning from the cubicle next door.
Blimey.
Take me, Jesus! Cleanse me, Jesus! Then I hear a big plop,
yep.
And it goes silent. Now, in the silence, I hear footsteps, and in comes Raheed Sterling, Kyle Walker, and Gary Sarne, the main men gang.
Ooh.
Yeah. First person I hear is Raheed. So do either of you two know where I can buy a bear? On Slender Loris or an anteater? Something really rare. I need one to tether at the end of my 12-foot bed. So Kyla Klein Walker, yeah, he's, what do you need a 12-foot bed for? You're only the size of a chip shop pickle. You'd be better off with a cot or a luxury shoebox, Gucci, or something like that. But if I had a cot, the tiger would just drag it round. Gary Sarney, yeah, but the bars on the cot would protect you from the tiger's attack. I don't want a cot. That's not going to impress the lasses. We have a, what's Sheffield? Sheffield, we have a St. Bernard and a rabbit tied to our bed, says Kylie.
Is that Sheffield?
What about you, Gary? I have no furniture in my mansion. Just a sound system from Denmark and a gyroscope. It's pretty cool and minimal. The Fraulein's love it. What? Says Raheed. So you've actually had a lass in your bedroom? How much did she steal from you? Nothing. We just had it off to the sound of my gyroscope's beeps and the occasional deep growl from my sound system. Why don't you get bunk beds, Raheed? Says Kyle. You could bagsy the top one and get a solid gold like pneumatic rising platform with a laser display to get up there every night. Well, at that moment, in comes Phil Jones from the Traffords, you know, from Man United. What are you doing in our clubhouse? I earn four times more than you, so think about that before you start crying equality rights. Phil Jones. Phil Jones, he's...
Charlie Williams.
All right, lads, that were a cracking game. My mum washed it and she said we should all be right proud of our clubs. She baked a fudge and walnut loaf that she wanted to give to Gary Sarney because she thinks he's right gradely.
What do you mean she doesn't like me best? Does she not realise how much I earn? Don't accept that cake, Gary Sarney.
I cannot accept it, Philip. I eat only mung beans and aluminium flakes. Your mother sounds nice. Does she have your looks? No. She looks like Will Ferrell.
What accent was that?
Philip, what have you got tethered to your bed to impress the lasses?
Philip, a donkey in the heron.
And do you find that does the trick? You know, do you ever get your end away, like?
Right, gradely. Not really. My mum doesn't let me bring lasses back to the house, but I've had a few snogs round the back of the British Legion.
The ones you snogged, did they steal anything off you?
Yeah, I lost a couple of wallets and me special Dumbo hanky me mum gave me.
My wallet is made out of protein molecules and has a helium chip in it so it can be traced by the coppers. I just wish I knew how to get hold of a bear.
Well, at that moment, the noises start up in the cubicle next to me again. Well, I pop my head over the top and it gives me an idea. So I get off the pot and I get out into the toilets.
Yeah.
All right, Phil, you're looking nice and dozy. Thank you. All right, lads.
What was that you making them noises?
No, Raheed, it was me bear. I've got him locked up in there. I'm looking after him for me nephew who uses him as a bed tether to attract the lasses.
Oh, and does it work?
I said, yeah, not half. That's why I'm looking after it. The lad needs a rest, you know. Philip says, what's it, Charlie Williams, what's its name? I said, Phil. It's Phil, just like you. It's a lovely name. I hope he's as happy with his name as I have always been.
I want to buy that bear. How much do you want?
So I say, 100,000. Raheed says,
I'll give you 200,000.
So I say, it's a deal. Raheed says,
Philip, I can't reach in. Will you look over and check? It's a good tethering bear.
So Phil peeps over, confirms it's a bear. I take the cash and I'm off. Raheed calls out,
Phil, come and meet your new owner.
The door opens and there is Phil. It's Phil Laney.
Oh.
Phil Laney. Covered in shit.
Oof.
He runs out of the toilet screaming, followed by Raheed. Just as Raheed passes me, he says,
oh, thanks, mate. He's beautiful.
Hey, did you think that story was a bit like the train spotting movie, you know? With the toilet.
The carnage in that. The toilet, yeah, yeah. That bit was, yeah, but not a lot of the rest of it. There wasn't much heroin in it.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, listen, like last week I was doing some work on the local council elections. Do you know, because Sunderland's always the first one to announce the results.
They're mad keen, aren't they?
Mad keen on that. So I got involved. I like to volunteer because they need loads of volunteers to make it happen.
Yeah.
So I was driving around the town, picking up ballot boxes from all the various polling stations and taking them back to the sports hall, where they do the main count for the results.
Yeah.
And I stopped off at the garage because I was low on petrol, right? So I'm filling up me Nissan Micra, and this black Maserati pulls up.
A Maserati
pulls up at the next pump, and I noticed it out the corner of my eye, but I didn't want to stare because, you know, I didn't want the prick who was driving it to think I was bothered.
Yeah.
You know, like you do. So I hear the sound of the window winding down slowly, and then his voice says, "Seen you."
Oh, Jeremy.
Jeremy Corbyn, isn't it?
Jeremy Corbyn.
"Seen you there in your Datsun." Still calling Nissans Datsuns. Well, it's the 1970s or something. He says, "How much petrol are you putting in that thing, laddie? Probably only holds about £19 worth, doesn't it?" I mean, I was putting 15 quid in, but that's beside the point, really. He says, "What's the most amount of petrol you've ever put in one car in one go?" So I don't know, Jeremy, maybe it's about 60 quid for a full tank, I was running on empty. He says, "Ask me my best one. Go on, ask me my best petrol." I'm like, "All right, Jeremy, what's your best petrol?" £61.
Oh, he's beat you.
Bosh!
Bang, he beat you.
"And what's more, I always get the dial to land exactly on the amount I want first time, without having to stop short and then use small incremental squeezes to reach my target amount."
Get you, Jeremy.
Professional. So he's out of the car by this point, and he's waving the petrol pump around in the air. He says, "Give me a number and I'll land the dial right on it." He says, "Right, all right then, £43.99. He says, "Right, watch this then." So he starts filling his car up with petrol, pumping it in there, and he's going, £43.99, £43.99. Here it comes, £43.99. And then he releases his finger from the trigger, and he goes, "Bosh, £43.99.
Oh, he did it.
And that's £44 and a penny.
So
he's going, "Shit, shit, shit." And he starts pumping more and more petrol into it.
Yeah.
And he's saying, "When it gets to 100, it goes back around to zero. Give me a minute. I can do this. I can do this." So by this time, the petrol's spilling out all over the forecourt. He's still pumping away. And I just felt that it turned into something I really didn't want to witness.
Yeah.
So I just drove off, basically. But I looked at his Twitter later on, and he tweeted, "Just had to call out the AA, put diesel in my petrol tank by mistake again." That's what I like to call a punchline.
Yeah, but you like to call it. That doesn't mean it
doesn't
is one.
Doesn't mean that it is,
doesn't
though.
Mean it is one.
Doesn't mean it is. So that's what I got up to last week.
I've never seen the Magic Grandad out and about, Jeremy.
Have you not?
Never seen him.
Well, you know.
You're a very lucky lad. Is he tall?
He's slightly taller than you. And he's
go on, say it, 5'2".
I'm
5'7½, Andrew.
5'5½, same as Bono.
I'm 5'7½.
Whatever, it's them shoes you wear. Bob, do you reckon Kate Bush is still running up
the
hill?
Oh, no. God. I don't.
I mean, no, think about it. It was 1985 when she started doing it. And it is an excellent method of keeping fit, but it's pretty grueling running up and down a hill, isn't it? You know, we're talking about 85.
Yeah.
It's before home gymnasiums. And, you know, Kate probably does a more well-rounded workout these days. I reckon a mix of cardio and strength training. What do you reckon?
I'm sorry, listeners. I don't think she's still running up the hill, but Kate Bush is someone that I have met, and she is about 5 foot one.
Is she tiny?
She's absolutely tiny.
Could you hold her in your hand?
You could hold her in two hands, yeah.
Two hands.
And get this, I once saw her climbing through the front window of a house, sash window, lifted it up, carrying a carton of goat's milk.
Ooh.
So that's a nice little tableau, isn't it, Andy?
Yeah.
Have you been telly-wise, Andrew? Telly-wise.
Mm-hmm.
Lost in Space, have you given that a go? Netflix, Lost in
Space. As in the original one from the 1960s.
They've rebooted it, yeah.
Didn't have a clue about that. Any good?
I'm at episode 5, and I'm going to give it one more.
Right. How long's an episode?
I'd say it trundles. It's trundling along.
How long's each episode?
44 minutes. So, but you know, we'll get back to you on that one.
Right.
I will get back to you on that one. I want to mention as a good movie, if you haven't thrown a lazy day, right? There's an old Jack Nicholson film called The Pledge, directed by Sean Penn.
Right.
Just a little recommendation, a very satisfactory film. And Andrew, I tweeted about a film called Manchester by the Sea the other day.
You did, yeah.
And I got quite a violent response. No, with people despise that film.
Really?
I really aggressive towards it.
Did you like it?
I thought it was superb. Have you seen it?
I've seen it. I'm going to check it out now, though.
Well, I wonder which side of the divide you'll fall on, because I mean really violent. Like, how dare you recommend that?
People unfollowing you and blocking you on Twitter.
Yeah.
I get that, though.
I thought it was a superb film.
Well, I'll get back to you. I'll be the judge and jury on it for next time, shall I?
Okay. Here comes Mick McCarthy.
Oh, aye. Hello, Mick. Thanks for joining us again in the studio.
Well, can you make that a bit more convincing?
What do you mean?
You know, like... oh, look, here's Mick. Mick.
Here's Mick. Hello, Mick McCarthy. Sit yourself down.
Oh, you two bastards! I've just been down the tube station and they say I need a bastard Oyster card or some bastard called a travel card before I can get on the bastard tube to London, bastard zoo, to see the bastard bears.
All right, Mick, calm down. You just queue up at the ticket office and you ask for one.
Queue up? You take me for a bastard, you bastard. I haven't got time to queue up. Queuing up is for bastards. What a bastard of a day.
Mick, you can just scan your credit card at the turnstile thing.
I haven't got a credit card. I don't trust the bastards. I carry cash. You know where you are with a bastard coin. You can look at the bastard, touch the bastard, read what the bastard says its value is. Plastic is for bastards. Big bastards at that.
Look, Mick, you can have my travel card here.
Sorted then. No thanks to you two bastards. Hey, is that bastard thing there a microphone?
Yeah, it is.
Well, get out of the bastard way, you fat bastard, and I'll sing you me song.
What's it called?
Bastards!
All right, take it away, Mick.
Bastards! Bastards! Get out, piss off, I'm Mick McCarthy. Fuck off, jog on, do what you're told. Get up, sit down, keep your mouth shut. You're just another bastard. Bastard! 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 Get off my fucking land! Get out, piss off, I'm Mick McCarthy. Do one, do two, get out of my sight. Back off, jog on, don't speak to me. You're just not a bastard. I'm it, you're not, have a look at yourself. Listen, don't speak, and do as you're told. I'm hard, you're soft, stop shitting yourself and shut your fucking mouth. Bastards! 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 Stick your credit card up your ass! God, that's it! That's it, you bastard!
Well, thanks, Mick.
That's it! I'm done!
Right, but what are you going to the zoo for, Mick?
Call the bears a pack of bastards! See ya!
Thanks, Mick. Bye-bye.
Mick is, I didn't know he could sing. He's a nice singer, wasn't he?
He's lovely, isn't he? A crooner, I would say.
Nice little song, that was.
Right, I reckon that's it for us then.
See you all soon, is my message.
Let's hope so.
Don't forget to watch Charged and let's see how that bear damaged the man by bolting him, boosting him, smacking him with 2,400 volts of electric.
And I'll decide whether Manchester by the Sea is any good or not.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.